Check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly cloudy and windy day today, lower 30s. Continued partly cloudy cold tonight, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, mid-30s. On Thursday, some snow showers. Otherwise, become partly cloudy. On Friday, it'll be sunny and cold with a high around 20. We'll get the full details on that Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Connecticut legislators will return by February 9th. When state legislators return to the Capitol for the legislative session, it's unclear whether the public will get to attend and participate like before the COVID-19 pandemic. Democratic majority leaders are waiting till the end of January to make an initial call on public attendance and participation for the 12-week short session that opens on February 9th, but they say some remote component is likely to start. Republican minority leader says GOP lawmakers want to see a return to pre-pandemic access after nearly 2 years. The course of the COVID-19 pandemic will be a determinant concerning opening rules and guide the future decision-making, according to House Speaker Matt Ritter of Hartford and Senate President Martin Looney of New Haven. In Hillsdale, New York, students will deliver science presentations. Imig Drake and Ellie Yang, students in the Taconic Hills Science Research Program, will share the culmination of 3 years of intensive research work, 6 p.m. on Friday, January 21st, at the Roloff Janssen Community Library. Drake, who's been working on psychology, professor from the University of California, will be presenting her findings about the impact of traumatic brain injury on the development of anxiety. Yang, who's been working with Claudia Nab-Vispo from the Hawthorne Valley Farmscape Ecology Program, will share her findings on the difference between duckweed grown in a laboratory setting and duckweed growing in the wild. Masks will be required. There is a possibility the program will be moved to Zoom. Check with the Rojan Library and Taconic Hills School websites and social media for any updates. More information at rojanlibrary.org. The Kent Streetscape Committee has sent a bid package to Kent Selectmen. The sidewalk renovation project is one step closer to completion following the recommendation of a bid package by that building committee last Thursday. Member Jack Nelson, who's a contractor by trade, recommended a review of the insurance requirements stipulated in that package, suggesting that the committee, and the committee agreed, to recommend to the selectmen that the town's insurance company or town attorney review the insurance requirements on the documents. The bid package was created by Malone and McBroom, the firm the town worked with since 2013, when first plans were drawn up to renovate sidewalks and enhance walkability in the town. Since that time, there have been many changes to the scope and geographic boundaries of the plans. The town has 3 grants to help fund the improvements, in addition to the approval from the townspeople to bond up to $2.95 million, which was approved in May of 2019. Out of Otis, Massachusetts, members of a famous music school were airlifted out of Afghanistan under the coordination that took place in Otis. The announcement came back on December 13th when the community school of children from Afghan National Institute of Music landed in Lisbon, Portugal, to safety and freedom. Leslie Friedman Rosenthal, part-time resident of Otis, was in Portugal to greet them. So was Jessica Lusting, a part-time resident of Great Barrington. They make up two-thirds of a board of members of Friends of ANIM, a charitable group that, beginning in 2016, had supported the school, the first and only music academy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. The third member of the Friends of Group of the school founder and director, Dr. Ahmad Nasser Sarmast, who still suffers effects following a Taliban attack on the school in 2014. In the end, the evacuation consisted of 5 airlift flights of 273 school members, including student, staff, and immediate family, over a 6-week period from October 2nd through late November.
So meetings coming up in our area this week. The Board of Education meets in Sharon at 4:30, Sharon Housing Authority at 5. On Wednesday, the Conservation Commission at 6:30, and then the American Rescue Plan Act meets January 24th at 4:30. In Salisbury, Planning and Zoning Commission has a 5:30 meeting. Wednesday, Salisbury Economic Development Commission has a meeting at 5:30. And on Friday the 21st, Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee has a meeting. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting at 6:30, a Zoom meeting. You can join by phone. All the information is available on their website for Region 1. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting coming up on Wednesday at 7 p.m., a virtual meeting to participate. You can join the Zoom meeting. That information is available on their website. In Kent, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting. The Park and Rec Commission has a special meeting at 6:30, and the Board of Finance on Wednesday has their meeting at 6 p.m. Village of Millerton, if you remember, the workshop meeting was canceled January 10th. The regular meeting will be held 6 p.m., changed due to the holiday. Dover Town Board has a special meeting coming up at Dover Plains. Town of Northeast Zoning Appeals has their meeting in the annex of the library in Northeast Millerton Library, 20th Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York, on Thursday. Hearing will be held on the application of Jackson Wanders and Nera Cruz, owners of a tax parcel, for an area variance in order to erect a fence on a side property line. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, a terrific menu featuring tapas items, specials every day. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well, and by Salisbury Bank. SalisburyBank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 35,911.81, the NASDAQ at 14,893.75, and the S&P 500 at 4662.85. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.